Are you ready to become a student for managing your money? Today, we're talking about how mastering your money can transform your life on this episode of Coffee with Tea. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Coffee with Your Tea. I'm your host, Tanya Tyler, and I'm excited because we have Miss Patrina Dixon on the line today. Welcome, my friend.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited to be here.
It's exciting to connect with you. Thank you. We are going to be talking about money today and how mastering your money can transform your life. But, you know, before we dive into the conversation, I'd like to always turn over the platform to let people know, who are you and what did you do? Or, you know, a little bit about who you are and really how has this pandemic sort of helped or hurt you? What's going on with you, Ms.
Patrina? So thank you. My name is Patrina Dixon. As you stated, I am a personal finance expert and I coach people on how to manage their money to master manage their money so they can live their best life. I am also an international best-selling author. So I'm really excited about that designation as well, or that accomplishment, I should say. And my new book is coming out. It's My Money, which is my trademark brand, which is another thing that I'm proud of, my own in the financial space. So your question of what did the pandemic do for me? So one, I think it gave me a heightened level of appreciation for living life on my own terms and putting things that are priority to me first. And that is my family. I'm spent probably more time just like others with my family and learning that regardless of what happened with my business, anything in life, that unit is the most important in my life in all aspects. On support system, on those that I probably give the hardest time, but those that are always there and will always be there. So a heightened level of appreciation for me because of what I did pre-pandemic, which was travel all the time, being home and savoring the moments of home, sitting at the dinner table, playing board games, like all of that stuff, again, helped me realize the importance of doing those things and being present in that moment. So that's what it did for me from a personal perspective, from a self-care, personal family-oriented perspective, from a self-care perspective, it made me realize that I needed to do things that made me feel good, like whatever that was, right? Because I think oftentimes, even for my family, I would do things that was needed for the family, was needed for work, was needed for the business, was needed for the team, and not thinking about if I don't take care of me, then I can't do all of those other things. So I started to, pay better attention and be intentional about my self-care. And then lastly, for business, it really transformed my business in a way that I'm not saying that bad. What I'm saying is different, because pre-pandemic in my business, I would go out and facilitate or conduct workshops for businesses, schools, universities, groups, breakfasts, et cetera. And then it came to a complete stop during the pandemic. And I had to learn to continue what I was doing for the people that I was doing it for in a different way. And that became Zoom. So it was virtual. I started doing a lot of what I did in person virtually. And that was different for me because I thrive in a room. I like to engage the audience. And so it was different, but I had to realize if I wanted to continue doing what I was doing, then I had to adapt to the way for which I can deliver what I find to be valuable information to those that needed it. So that, I know it's that's everything. That's personal, that's business, and that's me, Patrina, and how I weathered the pandemic, or am weathering the pandemic.
Well, I mean, I love it because I said during the pandemic, I think it shifted a lot of people's perspective. And I have to say, for one, we wouldn't have this podcast if it wasn't for the pandemic. So I'm not thankful for the things that people had lost or the lives that we had lost. but I'm thankful it's helping us take a breather and stepping back, yes. You know? And so, you know, you can find the good and the bad and everything, okay. But I know you talk about finances, and I know this pandemic really was something of an eye opener to those who didn't have some kind of idea of managing their finances. So what would you really, I guess diving more into the finances, what's one thing that, you know, maybe people are realizing now and they're coming to you now for their help that maybe they didn't have in place? What are you seeing now as a trend with finances?
You know, it's really interesting. And you know, as I strategize with my assistant very often and we talk through this, is pre-pandemic, a lot of people wanted to know how to budget. They wanted to know how to increase their credit score and all, you know, the fundamentals, which is really my wheelhouse. I love that space. I love to say, when you build a house, you have to have a solid foundation. So, that's where I like to start and then grow from there. But the pandemic made a lot of people realize that if you only have one stream of income and that is taken away, not just with folks that lost their job, but a change in your business and the revenue that's coming in. If you're a restaurant owner, you know, folks not going out to eat. So a lot of people now want to make more streams of income. How can I get money? How can I get money faster? I need to make sure I have a nest egg. So it's more of how do I earn more? And hopefully they'll manage it later, but it's now the ask now is teach me how I can have different streams of income. How can I make my money work for me? How can I earn income passively? So those are the three primary areas that people are asking for and being coached on right now.
Right. And so, I mean, you know, you're always have to figure out, I always ask, like, you know, when people find their passion, you seem very passionate about money. So What was the thing or the catalyst in your life that caused you to say, you know what, I need to really figure out my finances? Or was this something you've always had within you? I mean, do you learn finances or you know, so there are some people who get money and there are some people who just don't. So I was like, was this naturally?
No, that was not me. I didn't get it early on. I was not taught it early on. And I worked really hard and I made good money, but I spent it as soon as I got it. And sometimes even before I got it. So no, I wasn't the one that had those, that budget happening and managing my money and great credit young. That was not me. As a matter of fact, I was a full adult with child. So I was a mother of a child when I learned to change my change my mindset about money. Right. And I used to have the notion of having physical things, having things meant I had money, meant I was doing well. If I owned a home, had a car, had nice clothes, that meant that I was doing well. That was a sign of that. I later learned that if those things are taken away and I had to pay my mortgage because I was a homeowner, I had no money saved to do that if I didn't have my job. If my employer missed one direct deposit, I was like really messed up. So I, once I changed that mindset and started to be a student of managing my money, which I was, I followed others that do what I do now. I followed them and learned various different strategies to change my personal situation. I messed up as I was starting, but then I got on the right track. And once I got to the place where my life was transformed, when I mastered my money, I'm like, I wanted to teach everyone. I wanted to teach everyone. And more importantly, young people, because I said, had I known this years ago, oh my goodness. You know what I mean? So that what my passion was teaching people, and more importantly, trying to impact and get people before they mess up versus how I was, where I messed up and I needed to change what I had done or the hole that I had gotten myself into. So I love this quote, which is when you make an observation, you have an obligation. So I observed that within schools that in my area that personal finance was not being taught. So I was like, okay, I want to teach people and I want to teach young people because I want them to get that footing, that right financial footing, so they don't mess up and then need my services to get, you know, to get it fixed. I want to provide the service to them of here's how you do it right. So, or do it better, or at least informed and equipped with the information, because their final decisions are theirs, but at least they have the information. Unlike I did not have the information.
Right, right. I love it. And Miss Petrina, I want to remind everybody that if you're enjoying what she's been dropping, she's already dropped some gems and you're picking them up. Please give us a thumbs up, follow down with a comment below. Let us know how we're doing and stuff like that. Or, you know, maybe you have some additional questions that you have for Miss Petrina, because we're going to really dive down to it. I mean, you know, finances, I have to say, you know, I'm in my 50s and I'm starting to now get, you know, an idea. But you said something in the beginning, like, or, you know, as you talked about your transformation, it begins with the mind. So How do you know that, you know, you are ready for a financial makeover here and then be able to understand that it goes from there? How do you know within, I mean, besides being a debt, but how do you really know that you're ready? You know, like I said, if you're really ready.
Well, you know what? That's an excellent question, because I think that what I call it is the aha moment. I think that happens at different times in people's lives. So it's not a certain age. It's not a certain debt level. It's when you have that realization. For me, the aha moment is when somebody realizes you cannot continue doing the same thing, expecting different results within your finances, unless you do something different. So if you are staying up late at night because you are stressing on how you're paying the mortgage bill or car bill, or if you have enough to pay any bill, like, it's time to shift your mindset. I think that what happens is people grapple with, I don't have enough money to pay my bills, so I can't very well invest in somebody helping me to do my money differently. So that is one of the reasons why I started my podcast is, okay, everybody's not going to be able to work with me directly. Everybody is not going to be able to have the opportunity to come to a workshop, you know, depending on the client that hired me in. I want to still give people that information. So I started blogging about financial topics and I started the podcast. So now it's like, you can get this information for free, not just from me, from many others. So it's about when you are ready, you have to take it and go the path that makes sense for you. If you want to go slower, you can listen to the podcast, read the blog. If you want to, you know, have that trajectory upward, meaning upward with higher credit score, more money saved, earning more money, then you can be coached along with somebody that's an expert in the field. So I think, you know, to answer your question specifically, I think that aha moment comes at different times for different people, depending on what's going on. You really have to say, I am fed up. I cannot continue doing it this way. And a lot of us talking about it now, I think it's helping people to come to that realization that I really need to do something differently if I want the situation to change. And right. And that's what we're seeing a surge of now. I need more streams of income right now is what people are looking for.
Yeah. I you know, like you said, this was, you know, like, again, we said in the beginning, depending on how you look at this, could be an eye opener or, it, you know, or it could be like, you know, something that's like, I just can't see my way out of it. So I love how you're bringing that. So tell us a bit about, you know, your podcast and mainly like, when people are looking for your information, is there like a certain criteria that you're looking for? Or, you know, like, how do you become, you know, turning that around? I mean,
yeah,
you know, help me out here, because I, you know, let me money is not my thing.
you just made a comment. Let me just make sure that I touch that real quick. I want everybody listening to know, wherever you are with your finances, if there is opportunity to make an impact, positive impact to it, it's possible. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter how tall you are, how short you are, what color you are, whatever it is. Right now, if you really want to do something different with your money, you can. Now, the approach or strategy that may be best for you individually may be different depending on who you work with, what you want to do. Personal finance is just that. it's personal. So not what Tanya may need may not be what Sally may need, or Sue or Bob, right? So it really depends. And that's why it's important, or I think it's important that you work with a coach at least to get started. And then you could graduate to working on your own and taking those strategies and executing once you find out how to do that. And then you can continue on doing that solo. But know that there is a lot of people that do what I do now. And the reason why we do it is because we were once at the place that a lot of people are struggling with right now. So we found a way by others helping us get to a different place. And that's what we want to do for you all. So don't ever be embarrassed. Don't ever be ashamed. Don't ever say, well, I'm too old now, so I can't. You can. So I want to make sure that I say that. So relative to how you can find me and what I do, again, my wheelhouse is helping you lay that foundation, helping you get the fundamentals mastered. Because right. I am here to tell you, I don't care if you come in a windfall of money comes into you. If you do not know how to master it, it'll come into you and it'll go out from you. If you like quicker than it came in. So I encourage you to learn the fundamentals. There's various different ways. Again, you can work with a coach, that's just myself. There's many of us out there. Or you can do some things on your own. So if you want to dip your toe and just kind of see what budgeting is, it's what I call being intimate with your money, knowing what's coming in, exactly what's coming in and what's going out, and how you plan to have it go out, and then revisiting that to actually show what actually went out. Because sometimes life happens and that thing changes. So on my website, I have free tools or resources. I have a free budget sheet and I have a free debt tracker. So you can track your debt and then you can track your progress on paying off that debt. And my website is...
Wait.
Okay.
Wait. Before we get there, because I got one more question, and then we're gonna turn it in there.
yeah, absolutely.
So I want to make sure we clearly understand when they take away from this interview, and I like how you brought, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, don't be embarrassed. I love that, because you know, finances can be kind of like, I don't want to talk about it. People want to dig their head in the sand. Like, what's the one thing you want people to really understand when they hear this interview, if they don't take anything away from what you're saying? What's the one thing you want them to understand before, you know, we close out this segment?
Yes, plan for the unexpected. So make sure that you have money set aside in case something happens beyond your control. The loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, medical expenses of your own. You want to make sure that you have at least 6 to 8 months worth of monthly expenses stored away in a savings account, not a checking account. I know their savings accounts are not, you're not earning a lot of interest, but it's better to have it saved and stocked away, not connected to your regular checking account, which I call your operating expenses. So save. Pay yourself first, because when life happens, you have to take care of it. So you have to pay you first. Now, wait, one more tip I want to say, and it doesn't matter how much you pay yourself. So for some people, maybe that's $50 a paycheck, $100 a paycheck. For you, it may be 10 or 20, whatever that is. Make sure that amount is consistent so that you can save it, automate it, and forget about it.
I love it. And now I want to go in there. Where can people find you, Ms. Patrina? Let us know where to look.
Yeah. So first I want to say, Tanya, thank you so much for having me on. I've enjoyed this conversation, and where people can find me. So I would love for you to follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is itsmymoney_. And then for the free resources that I talked about, you can either click the link in my bio on Instagram and go to those, or you can go to my website, which is itsmymoneyjournal.info, and just click the resource tab and you will get those free resources. So not only is there a free budget sheet and debt tracker, if you have little ones, there's a free coloring book that I did with someone else. So you can download that coloring book as well. So those are downloadable items. You can print off as many as you like. And that's how you can get started if you want to do it that way.
Thank you. And where can we find your podcast? You mentioned
yes, your podcast. So my podcast, thanks for asking. My podcast is called The Money Exchange. It is an interview style podcast, just like this. And it is on all audio platforms. So Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Pandora. So wherever you listen to audio podcasts, you can find my podcast. Some episodes are on YouTube, so you can check me out there. It's My Money with Petrina Dixon. They'll find there, but that is if I don't have a blooper during the video. But yeah, so you can check me out there. But yes, please go and follow my podcast. It's called The Money Exchange, and I talk with people that have gone through money journeys are on the other side, and they talk about how, like, I have a guest talked about how they paid off their mortgage and how they save. Yeah, I have others that talk about how they save money to start their own businesses. So it's inspirational stories of people that was not doing well with their money that are now doing well, and they talk about how they got to that place. So yeah, that's another thing that you can check out as well.
Well, thank you, Ms. Petrina. It's always a pleasure. You are such a bundle of joy to talk to. Thank you. you make money sound exciting.
Well, I love it. And I love it. That's all I have to say. And know that you can get to a better place. That is one thing that I want to leave. It doesn't matter where you are. You can get to a different place.
Well, again, thank you. And congratulations on your new book. And thank you. And I also want to remind you or at least invite you to come back on. Maybe we can have another conversation.
Yes, maybe after the book launch. Yes, I love it. I love talking about money. I love talking about my book. And I love hanging with cool people.
Thank you. So again, thank you, Ms. Petrina, for your time. And I want to also thank everybody who tuned in. Remember, feedback is always welcome. Yes. Links that all the sites that Petrina mentioned will be posted down in the description box. So please make sure you check it out there down below. Remember, if you enjoyed this episode, give us a thumbs up. Smash that like button. And if you want to continue getting all the insight, like the great insight that Ms. Petrina shared, please hit that subscribe button over there. And remember, take things in stride, go with the flow, and create your own path. And we'll see you back here on another episode of Coffee with Tea. All right?
Bye-bye.